It is 3 p.m. on October 11th, 2024. We broadcast on the unceded ancestral territory of the Coquitlam, the Musqueam, the Squamish, and Tsleil-Waututh. Listen online at cjsf.ca or on our radio app, which you can download from the app or Google Store, depending on your device. Welcome to episode 39 of the Steve Chong Show in 2024, part of Open Mic on CJSF 90.1 FM, the campus community radio station for Simon Fraser University. I'm your host, Steve Chong. There will be another set of SFU news, independent music, commentary on the SFU athletics, feature on the SFU Red Leafs hockey, with the background and latest on the Surrey Police transition. First with SFU news, all based on Twitter. On October 5th, SFU celebrated the World Teachers Day as it thanked all faculty, teachers, sessionals, teaching assistants, and many others. On October 7th, in the first anniversary of the Hamas attack on Israel, SFU promoted community supports. Faculty of Education on applications being open for faculty associates, and SFU congratulated two athletes, Izzy Ferguson in golf and Brooks Dexter in volleyball, for earning GNAC Players of the Week. On October 8th, SFU Research Lab to Market Validate Program open to master's, PhD, postdoc researchers, where each selected team can receive up to $15,000. SFU promoted $30,000 in awards available for its students making differences in community. On October 9th, SFU congratulated Dr. Gaber Mate, a former adjunct professor at SFU's criminology program and the 2008 winner of the SFU Outstanding Alumni Award, according to the SFU website, for winning the 2024 Nora and Ted Sterling Prize in support of controversy. Also, Deborah Achimpong wrote about computing science student Lakshi Agarwal, who co-founded an AI tool that makes education accessible and more effective, on the SFU Computing Science page, tweeted by SFU one day later on October 10th, when the 2024 fall convocation started, and Maclean's magazine ranked SFU as Canada's top comprehensive university for 2025 as part of the publication's annual university rankings, as SFU earns the top spot for the 16th time in the last 17 years. Also on October 10th, Brittany Kakelin wrote a feature on Mackenzie Strath on the SFU Faculty of Environment website. Strath is an alumnus from SFU's Archaeology and English programs who started her university journey as an English major, then ultimately added a second major in archaeology and led in creating SFU's Experimental Archaeology Club. Meanwhile, the 2024 fall convocation continues today. Congratulations to all graduates.
And now for a CJSF Heritage Minute. Simon Fraser University, the 1960s. In the earliest days of SFU, a renegade unlicensed radio station begins broadcasting around campus. 1974. Volunteers establish the Simon Fraser Campus Radio Society, which operates CJSF to this day. 1985. The station obtains a cable license, bringing CJSF to a wider audience. And we've been changing the sound of radio in Burnaby ever since.
First music today is Dave Cirino's Love Motion Equinox with Love Motion.
Serena.
That was Love Motion from Dave Serino's Love Motion Equinox. Next up is Daggerboard's Escapement. Here is Return of the Pendulum.
Thank you.
I would like to comment on the SFU Athletics at this time. Four games were on tap for October 5th. The Red Leaf softball hosted the UBC Thunderbirds at BD Field. Later on, SFU women's volleyball swept away St. Martin's in three straight sets at Marcus Pavilion in Lacey, Washington. Later on, the Red Leaves women's soccer capped off October 5th as they hosted the St. Martin Saints in SFU Stadium at Terry Fox Field. Just adjusting my headphones here. The Red Leaves opened the scoring 29 seconds into the game on an Isabella Muzzolini's fourth goal of the season. SFU jumped to a 2-0 lead at 21-25 on an Elise Baudry-Telly and opened a 3-0 cushion 87 seconds later as Caden Sherwood scored. The Red Leaves capped off the first half with a 4-0 lead as Dariella scored her third goal at 42-22. SFU continued their offensive assault in the second half as Kara Scott scored her first of the season at 66-56. Reagan McKenzie recorded her second tally at 74-21, and Elisa Clark scored her first of the year at 82-25, all on St. Martin's Mallory Patzer, who surrendered 7 goals on 15 shots, as the Red Leafs destroyed the Saints 7-0, where Kelsey Fisher earned a clean sheet on just 2 shots in SFU Stadium at Terry Fox Field. On October 7th, two Red Leafs players were honored as Great Northwest Athletic Conference Players of the Week, Brooke Ferguson volleyball and Izzy Ferguson in golf. Brooke Ferguson earned 33 kills in 2 SFU victories last week while making just 5 errors on her 70 attack attempts, improving her attack efficiency to 318, number 4 in GNAC, and leading the conference with 4.05 kills per set for a total of 170 kills. With 1,111 kills as the active career GNAC leader. Meanwhile, Izzy Ferguson was the best Red Leafs golfer at the NCAA Division II preview in Amarillo, Texas last week as she fired 8 over par 221 strokes for 9th among 88 competitors for her second top 10 finish this season. Also, SFU Women's Soccer earned a GNAC Team of the Week, highlighted by its 7-0 thrashing of St. Martin's last Saturday. Also on October 7th, Kate Cartier of SFU Women's Soccer earned the Industry Award from SFU School of Mechatronic Systems Engineering for her summer co-op term at Hexheat Discrete, which analyzes carbon and graphite, according to the SFU Women's Soccer Instagram page. On October 9th, the GNAC honored cross-country athletes for academic achievements, where 6 Red Leafs qualified. First with SFU Women's, Milena Kalish earned a 3.29 GPA on a 4-point scale as a gender, sexuality, women's studies major for the seniors' first selection. Ella Marion earned a 3.75 GPA as a psychology major for the seniors' fourth selection. Charlotte Prangley earned a 3.36 GPA as a biophysiology major for the seniors' second selection. And Alicia Ranahan earned a 3.2 GPA as a kinesiology major for her first selection as a sophomore. Now, with SFU Men's, Braden All earned a 3.21 GPA as a business administration major for the seniors' first selection, and Aiden Good earned a 3.45 GPA as a business economics major for the seniors' third selection. Three games were on tap for October 10th. SFU men's soccer played a host Western Oregon at Ooh Field in Monmouth, Oregon. The Wolves opened the scoring at 56-36 on Yahil Ocampo-Navarro's fifth goal when teammate Marcus Vasquez and Red Leaf Mats Paulsen were issued yellow cards, followed by a red card to Paulsen's teammate Keon Proctor 2-10 later at 58-46, forcing SFU to play with 10 men to Western Oregon's 11 for the remainder of the game. The host Wolves put the game to bed in the 78th minute as Abraham Villalobos scored two goals 43 seconds apart at 77-17 and 77-58, all on Chris Nicolaysen, who surrendered three goals and six shots as Western Oregon shut out SFU 3-0, where eight yellow cards were handed out, four for the Red Leafs, who also received a red card. And Wolf Andre Schlafly earned a clean sheet on three shots at U Field in Monmouth, Oregon. SFU women's soccer and volleyball teams provided a nightcap for October 10th, first with the Red Leafs women's soccer, which visited the Northwest Nazarene Nighthawks at NNU Soccer Field in Nampa, Idaho. SFU opened the scoring at 63-26 on Kara Scott's second goal, on Northwest Nazarene's Bailey Blanchett, who faced nine shots, while the Red Leafs defense and goalkeeper Sarah Lowen, who just faced one shot, kept the Nighthawks off the score sheet as SFU edged Northwest Nazarene 1-0, where no yellow cards were handed out at NNU Soccer Field in Nampa, Idaho. Meanwhile, the Red Leafs volleyball tripled up the visitors Montana State Billings Yellow Jackets 3-1 at SFU's West Gym.
And now for a CJSF Heritage Minute. During the 80s and the 90s, CJSF would come into its own as a serious platform for independent artists and a forum for people to express ideas not present in the mainstream media. Summer 2002, CJSF receives a license from the Canadian Radio Telecommunications Commission to broadcast over the FM airwaves. February 13th, 2003, 7 p.m., CJSF goes on air at 90.1 FM, and we've been changing the sound of radio in Burnaby ever since.
Here are the current standings in the Great Northwest Athletic Conference on NCAA Division II for men's soccer. 3 points are awarded for a conference win, with 1 point for a conference tie. Western Oregon is first at 3-0 conference, 9 points, 7-1-1 overall. Montana State Billings, 2-1 conference, 6 points, 3-3-3 overall. Northwest Nazarene, 2-0, 6 points, as they are 3-4-1 overall. There might be an error here because Northwest Nazarene has a better record than Montana State Billings at this time. Sarah Pacific, 4th, 1-0-1, 4 points, 4-2-2 overall. Western Washington, 5th, 0-2-1 conference, 1 point, 2-4-3 overall. Simon Fraser, 6th, 0-2 conference, 1-5-2 overall. And St. Martin's, last at 0-3 conference, with a 0-9 overall record.
CJSF is looking for new volunteers to come in and make radio. No experience is necessary. You can learn to DJ, edit sound, produce news, make posters, and host your own show. Come out to a weekly station orientation to get involved. Orientation times can be found on our website at www.cjsf.ca.
Here are the current women's soccer standings in the Great Northwest Athletic Conference on NCAA Division II. Simon Fraser is first at 4-1 conference, 12 points, 8-1 overall. Sierra Pacific, second, 3-0-2 conference, 11 points, 5-1-3 overall. Western Washington is also 3-0-2 conference for 11 points, but are 4-2-4 overall for third. Western Oregon, fourth, 3-1-1 conference, 10 points, 3-3-4 overall. And then there's a huge drop-off in the point parade. Montana State Billings, fifth, 1-3-1, 4 points, 4-4-1 overall. St. Martin's is also 1-3-1 conference for 4 points, but are 6th overall as they're 1-8-1 overall. Northwest Nazarene, 7th, 1-4, 3 points for in conference, 1-8 overall. And Central Washington is last at 0-4-1 conference, 1-5-2 overall.
If you're a regular listener of this show or other shows on CJSF, we'd love to hear from you. Tell us about what you like and why you like it, as well as ways we can improve our programming. To leave please email cjsfprog@sfu.ca or call 778-782-4423. This information can also be found on our website at www.cjsf.ca.
Here are the women's volleyball standings in the Great Northwest Athletic Conference. Central Washington is first at 6-0 conference, 8-4 overall. Simon Fraser, second, 5-1 conference, 9-4 overall. Western Washington, third, 4-2 conference, 5-7 overall. Alaska Fairbanks, fourth, 4-3 conference, 12-5 overall. Alaska Anchorage is fifth as they are 4-3 conference, 10-7 overall. Western Oregon, 6th, 2-4 conference, but are 10-5 overall. Northwest Nazarene, 7th, 2-4 conference, 5-9 overall. 4, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7th. There are four teams that have 2-4 record conference records each. So there are four teams: Western Oregon, Northwest Nazarene, St. Martin's, and Seattle Pacific with 2-4 conference records each. St. Martin's is 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8th, as they are 4-10 overall. Seattle Pacific, also 2-4 in conference, along with Western Oregon, Northwest Nazarene, and St. Martin's, but are 9th as they are 2-12 overall. Montana State Billings is last at 0-6 conference, but are 6-9 overall.
Listen to music and podcasts from CGSF 90.1 FM with our radio app. It's on-the-go listening made easy. You can tune into all our music, spoken word, and multicultural shows using your device. Our app lets you set reminders so you'll never miss your favorite show again. Stay connected to CGSF 90.1 FM through our community radio app. Download the app from the Apple Store or get it on Google Play.
Welcome back. The third act is Crumb Snatcher's Petway. The tune is Keep Your Honey, FCC Warning.
Everybody knows that we're together. Keep your head up, it won't be long till you find another wall to ride on. Keep your honey, keep your honey, keep your honey close beside you. When to hold back, we do this every night and we can't keep the sun from going down. Wishing I could stay outside. We do this every night and I can't keep the sun from going down.
ghost remember what I told her. Never, never take your time. Should've never let you out of my mind. When I hold back, we do this at night, yeah. Can't keep the sun from going down. I wishing I could stay out of sight. We do this every night. Can't keep the sun from going.
Welcome to the second half of episode 29. Welcome to the second half of episode 39 in the 2024 Steve Chong Show, part of Open Mic on CJSF 90.1 FM, the campus community radio station for Simon Fraser University. I'm your host, Steve Chong. There will be more independent music, a feature on the SFU Red Leafs hockey, with the background and latest on the Surrey Police transition. First up in the second half is the fourth band of the hour, Coloring's Love to You Mate with The Light.
Set me free. We never know what tomorrow will be.